Okay, let's begin our discussion of Kilayim Daf Nun Aleph. And we are on the top of Nun Aleph, Amin Aleph, and we are in the towards the end of the fifth parak here, the second to last daf of the fifth parak of Meseches Kilayim in Parak Kerem Shecharav. And we continue talking about the results of Kilei HaKerem. We had the Mishnah yesterday that spoke about if I have a Kerem and I planted vegetables around the middle vine, so it's going to asur a radius of 16 amos all around, which would include 45 vines. If they're planted in the average spacing of 4 amos between each other, or we said maybe even 5 amos between each other, that was the Tosfos Yontif, that we're going to be gozer in that case because people aren't aware of the difference between 4 and 5, and if they see 5 is only Aser's 37 vines, so they would say even 4, spacing of 4 would Aser. We don't want that to happen, therefore we Aser 45 vines, both by the spacing of 4 and both by the spacing of 5. So, interesting though, the Mishnah says, again, back in the Mishnah, it says if it asters 45 vines, that's when they're in a 2-0, 4 or 5, 4 or 4, or 5 by 5. But if they're planted 6 or 7, so then that is Mekadesh, Shesh, Yisri, Amos, Lechal, Ruach, right? If they're so far apart, so then you just go 16 Amos around whatever is included in that. So it says the Gemara, Hayin, a 2-0, Shesh, Al, Shesh, Oh, Sheva al Sheva, right? If it's 6 by 6 or 7 or 7 by 7, right? We said it's Bekadesh 16 Lechol Ruach. 16 Lechol Ruach. So that's similar to what Rabbi Lazar said earlier. We had back on Daf Mem Gimel. Had the Messiah, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, Omar Me'arba Amos Vatshmona Asr Mekadesh. Remember, Rabbi Lazar said, if you have 3 vines, then you could have 16 Amos within the vines, and it'll still be called a Kerem. It'll still be called the Karam. But that really is a din drabanan, because we said if the vines are planted within 8 amos of the vine, so then it's going to be oser, right? How do we say the Rablazer? Rablazer Amar, Be'arba Amos Vada Shmona Asr Mekadesh. If it's within 8 amos of each of those vines, then not only is it oser to do, but it is Mekadesh, it asers the Karam itself. But beyond that, from 8 to 16, is also to do that, to plant there the Zrayim. But it is not Mekadesh, because as we said earlier, it is an Isser Derabanan, and then it's not going to be Mekadesh. So to here, there's a difference in halacha between when it is closer into each other and when it is farther out. The shear of 16 amos is a derabanan, and that's the reason why it is not mentioned here. Right here, you get up to six or seven amos. What about 16 amos? Right, that's the 16 amos is the shear of the radius around, but it says if the rows are planted 6 or 7, so that's all it goes up to. Beyond that, it's not mentioned because it is a Didrabanan. We assume if it's not mentioned, it's not going to be Daraisa at all. Interesting, we have this idea sometimes. If something is not mentioned, what does that mean? Does that mean because it has the same halacha as what is mentioned? Or, no, it's for sure mutter. It's not exactly the same idea, but we have that by the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Kli Sheni is not Mavashel. Kli Sheni ain't Mavashel. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Dav Mem. The Mefarshim wonder why that is. Right? You could have a very hot temperature on a Kli Sheni, even hotter than a Kli Rishon. What's a Kli Rishon? A Kli Rishon is a Kli that was used on the fire. I take it off the fire, that's still a Kli Rishon that was on the fire. If I pour it into another Kli, so then that second Kli becomes a Kli Sheni. The Chazon Ish has a Chumrah that it only is called a Kli Sheni if I'm pouring it into the Kli Sheni from a Kli Rishon that is no longer on the fire. If I pour it from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni while the Kli Rishon is still on the fire, then the second cup is still a Kli Rishon, right? If you take from your urn and you put it into a cup, according to the Chazon Ish, that cup is still a Kli Rishon, right? That's the Kli Rishon has to be separated from the fire when you pour it in order for the second one to be a Kli Sheni. So the Gemara says Kli Sheni and Mevashel. Tosfos has an important comment. Again, there Shabbos Dav Mem. Why is there a difference between Kli Sheni and Kli Rishon? Not because of temperature. You could have a Kli Rishon that is cooler than a Kli Sheni. But Tosfos is Deya, Tefanos Bekaros. Tema Maishna Kli Sheni Mikli Rishon Di Yatzol Ades. If it's Yatzol Ades Afi Kli Sheni Nami, even a Kli Sheni should be Aser. Vi Ein Yatzol Ades Afi Kli Rishon Nami Ein Mevashal. And if it's not Yatzol Ades, then even Kli Rishon shouldn't be Mevashal. So what's the difference if it's in terms of temperature? Go by temperature, not by numbers of kalim. V'yesh lomar l'fisha kli rishon mitoch she'amar al ha'or dofnosav chamin. Because it was on the fire, the sides of the kli are insulating the what's in it. U'machzik chomos man meruba v'lakach nasu boshir the kozmat she'yasol ledes v'aser. Av kli sheni av agad yasol ledes v'mutter de'ein dofnosav chamin v'holech u'miskarer. Which direction is it going in? When it's a kli sheni, then the walls, the container, is cooling. That's the direction it's going in. It's cooling what was put into it, and therefore that is the status of a kli sheni. A kli rishon, the sides are hot, and it was going in the heating direction, and therefore it is called a kli rishon. Okay, that's kli rishon, kli sheni, fine. But the Gemara says that there are some things that cook in a kli sheni also. Kali bishel. I'm not getting into the details now, but there's something that cook in a kli sheni, so that's a little dangerous. So therefore, maybe put it into a kli shlishi. What's the halacha of a kli shlishi? Kli shlishi is nowhere in Shas. There is no Talmudic evidence relating a kli shlishi. So therefore, what does that teach me about kli shlishi? So some say that means there's no difference between a kli sheni and a kli shlishi. If a kli sheni is not mevashel, then a kli shlishi is also not mevashel. But if a kli sheni is mevashel, then you have to be worried about a kli shlishi also. And that's what the Chazanish says, and that's what Aruch HaShulchan says. No evidence means there's no difference between the two. That's the Chazanish in Arachayim and Hilchos Shabbos Siman Nun Beis Os Yotes. So linen kli shlishi v'lo matzina makar l'chalik bein sheni l'shlishi. There's no makar to be mechalik. V'im dvarim isbashlim b'sheni isbashlim b'shlishi v'en adav v'toli ela b'chom hamayim sheyiu chamim b'shayatzol adespo v'chulu. Miyus. Okay, they, maybe it's a chumra, but that Rav Moshe argues, one of the famous shuvas of Rav Moshe, one of the tshuvas of Rav Moshe that changed the world or affected the world, Rav Moshe in Arachayim Chilik Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet, says no. The fact that the kli shlishi is not mentioned in Shas means that it must be lakula, and the kli shlishi must be totally fine, and nothing cooks in a kli shlishi. That is the chiddush of Rav Moshe against others that hold otherwise. But again, this is an example of if there is nothing mentioned. So does that mean automatically Lakula or not? So here again, it's not exactly the same. But again, the Gemara doesn't mention the 16 Amos and the further out. So that what does that reflect to us? That it is only Durabanan. It's only Durabanan. Anything more than that, meaning 8, which is 16, right, altogether, then it's okay. That's what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Right, Mishmorei Vashesh Amos, he says, Dar Mula'el, we said earlier, with a kerem gadol, right, a vine, a vineyard with that, with at least 3 vines. Mitztarfen Ashuros Lios Kerem, Lo Amrei Elin Yilchadchila, Sharsul Lizroa, Avo Mikdash Lo Kadshi, but it doesn't make it Kadosh, Umasisan Damashma, Shesh Vasheva Dafka, and our Mishnah 2 only mentions 6 or 7. Avo Shmona Lo Messiah Leil Rebbe Lazar, because Rebbe Lazar says, more than 8, it's going to be an Issa Drabbana, and it's not Usar, it's not mentioned. If it's not mentioned, it's going to be Mutter. Just like Abelazar said before, if it's not mentioned, it's going to be Mutter. Okay. So now we get into a Mishnah that is discussed much by the Rishonim in the Bavli, because this comes up in similar discussions as we said yesterday. We said yesterday is the first time, I think, that we had a Mishnah, maybe not, I don't remember, we had a Mishnah that spoke about the Issa of Kiyum be a kilayim. Not only is there an isser of planting kilayim, there's an isser of harboring kilayim and allowing kilayim to grow in my field. Right, that was what we saw yesterday. Anotia yark bekerem o hamekayim. If I'm mekayim kilayim, that asers as well. So today's Mishnah says haroe yerek bekerem. Somebody sees a yerek in their kerem. I'm in my vineyard, and I see that there's some seeds of a vegetable. Maybe the wind blew into my kerem, and now there are vegetables growing in my vineyard. So do I have to rush and rip it out right away? So the Mishnah says, Haroa yerek bekerem va'amar. What if I'm harvesting my grapes, and all of a sudden, as I'm going down the rows, I see a few rows down, I see some vegetables growing in my kerem. So the Mishnah says, I don't have to rush. As long as I say, I'm going to get there. I'm doing my my rows. I'm going in order. When I get there, I'm going to rip it out. V'amrak shagiyelo alak tenu. Mutter, that's fine. That's fine. Even if you have a huge field and it takes you 4 days to get there, you go one by one in the vines, in the rows. I see it down there. If my plan is to rip it out when I get there, so then that does not become kilayim. Meaning, what do you see already from this line of the Mishnah? Kilayim is not something automatic. Kilayim requires nichusa. It requires the fact that I'm happy with it, that I'm planning to leave it there. Right? There are various some halachas. We have this as well. Remember the halachas of machshirin. Machshirin, something that is becomes wet with one of the seven liquids. It's the first parak in machshirin. Food is not makabel tuma unless it is hukshar lakabel tuma. That's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. So the Mishnah describes that it only becomes makabel tuma if it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids. Yad shachadam, that's the Rashi Davis, and I'm happy about it. And I'm happy that it got wet. If I'm not happy that it got wet, then it's not hukshar lakabel tuma. Certain halachas aren't just totally on the physical reality, but it's totally on, am I happy about it? Am I happy about it? So that's another example, Hekshar L'Kabal Tuma, but here, Kilei HaKerem, right? If somebody says, I'm going to get there, okay, so even if it's there for a couple of days, it is not Kilei HaKerem. But, what if it's this case, Kisha Echzar Alak Tanu, I'm a little tired, you know, I'll get it one day. One day, I'll take it out, but I'm just not interested in doing it right now. Kisha Echzar, right, the Marafolda. She nisatzel vinis yaish. He's a little lazy. So then it's going to be usser. Then it's going to be usser. Im hosif bimasayim usser. If it grows 1/200th of what it is altogether, so then it is usser. If I was planning to take it out, then even if it grew that amount, it's not going to be usser. That's the first ma'arafold on the Mishnah. Avagav shehosif masayim ad shelo higielo. In the case where I'm planning to take it out, so then even if it grew 1/200th before I get there, so then it's okay. Me'achar she'inim esatzel b'kilayim, because it is okay. What's the reason? Why is this year 1/200th? Because kilei akerem is batel b'matayim. Kilei akerem. If I have kilei akerem and 199 heter, then it's batel. If it's 1/200, so then it's batel. So that's why if it grows more than 1/200, now it's not batel anymore. That's the reason why this is the shear is 1/200. This shear of the requirement that has to grow a certain amount in order to become aser is only here by the case where you didn't plant it. If I'm a kayim and I notice it, then it has to grow. If I plant kilayim, it doesn't have to grow too much. If I plant kilei akerem, then it just has to take root and it's already aser. The 1/200th is only the shear if I didn't plant it. If it happened memela and I notice it and I have to uproot it, so that's where it is different. But again, if I just plant it, so then it is usser right away. That's what the Mishnayos say later on. If it grows the taf samachay later on in the seventh parak, me'emasai tvua miskadeshes mishatashlish v'anavim mishiasu kubal alavan tvua b'chulun. It continues. It's an earlier shear. Okay, what can we talk about here in this context? First of all, what has to grow 1/200th? So this seems to be a machlok as we've shown him. The Rosh Bishans, one of the Rishonim here in the next parak says, if the zera grows 1/200th, the vegetables, so then that's the shear for the vegetables. But the vines, each one has to grow to aser. Each one respectively. But if you look in the Rambam in a few places seems to say it just goes by the zera. The zera is the foreigner here, meaning the wheat or the vegetables, the tfua or the grains or the vegetables. That's what has to grow 1/200th. And once that grows 1/200th, so then everything, the whole vineyard around it becomes us. So the Rambam says in Perek Shishi of Hilchas Kelayim, Hazorea Yeriko Tfua Bekerem O Mekaimo Acha Hosif Bimasayim. If you're mekayim it, harei ze mekadesh min hagafanim shez svivosav. Sounds like it's talking about the zera, right? It asers the gafanim around it. Sheish esrei amal chol ruach, as we saw in the Mishnah, 16 amos around. If I have kilei akerem somewhere in the vineyard, so it's pretty clear. It sounds like in the Rambam that it goes by the zera that grows. Also, the previous parak hey, haroa yerek bekerem. Right, when the Rambam quotes our Mishnah, haroa yerek bekerem va'amak shagia lo alaktenu. If somebody says, when I get there, I'm going to rip it out. You're planning to rip it out, mutter. Higia lo va'avar me alav. What if I got there and I skipped it and I left it there? Va'amar, kashe'ekzor lo alaktenu, I'll come back for it at some point. then im shoha at shahosef echad mimatayim aray zekidesh. If you left it there delayed until it grew 1/200th, so then it sanctifies an aser. So again, it sounds like the Rambam is focusing on the zera that is the thing that is an aser. Two discussions to have in the Rishonim here. And that is one question that Tosfos asks in Baba Kama and Daf Kuf, and the Rishonim ask in the first Daf in Baba Basra, and that is sometimes we have a principle called Kama Kama Batel. Right? Little by little, if I put in a little bit, then it's Batel. Right, if I put in a little bit, it's nullified. Every little bit is nullified. So by the time I add in, there's so much in there that it should aser, but each little bit got nullified on the way. So it's never going to become batel, kama kama batel. So ask the Rishonim, Tosfos Baba Kama Daf Kuf, ask the Meiri on the first Daf of Baba Basra. So why don't you say here, every little bit that grows is nullified. Right, what do we say? Why is this year 1/200th? Because less than 1/200th is batel, kilo karam is batel. So every little bit that grows of this vegetable, let's say it grew the first day, it only grew a drop. So right now, it's not enough to be to aser, so it should be nullified. So every little bit that grows should be batel, kama kama batel, so you should never have kilo karam of kiyam. That's the question that the Rishonim asked. Yesh sho'alim, I'll read it from the Meiri. The Meiri, Bob Asra da Beis. Be'ikr iser kilayim. Why is this, just back for a second, why is this in kilayim da Beis? Because as we'll see, there is a brisa quoted there on the first daf of Bob Asra about being mekayim kilayim in your kerem. We'll see that by the Shem in a minute. Yesh sho'alim, be'ikr iser kilayim, kishosifu b'masayim, mipnei ma'ein anu omrim, rishon batel, ve'eno chozer v'neyor, and it doesn't become alive again in halacha, kemosha amru, and he quotes from the Mishnah in Mesechus Arla, b'sa Arla shenafal lemeya. Arla is batel, it should be matzayim, it's in the bottom, yeah, matzayim. Arla, so Arla is batel, Arla and kilei karam, the two that's batel, but 200. Shim nafla acheres ein harishon chozer v'neir, once something is batel, if more Arla fell in, it doesn't combine to what was there earlier, and now it asers. No! It's comma. The first part was batel, so the earlier part is not arla anymore. Velo od elashim mitztaref es levatel iser, and it even combines to be the mivatel. Not only is it not mivutal, so that is the question. So two different answers in the Rishonim. Why you don't say comma comma batel? The Meiri says because it's mechubar. It's mechubar. You can't say it is comma comma batel if it still exists. And it's all connected as it grows. You're going to tell me the first part that grew is batel. It's part of the thing that's growing. Upirshu atam mipreisha mechuba lekarka eino batel. If it's mechuba lekarka, it is not batel. That is the Meiri's approach. If you look in the Tosfos Baba Kama Daf Kuf, the 100th Daf in Baba Kama Tosfos, there also asked this question. Vahadamar. But what's quoted there? The same brisa that's quoted on the first daf of Baba Basra is quoted there. What is it doing there? That's the sugya of garmi. Garmi. If I cause you damages in some way that is different than a regular maisa hezek, right? It's a little tricky. The Ramban wrote a whole kuntres dina de garmi, because there's 15 cases in Shas where it's somewhere between what's called maisa yashir. I go to you and I smash your car. Right, with a baseball bat. Right, so that's nezek. What happens if I go and open the door to your backyard, and because I open the door to your backyard, your animal goes out and gets damaged? So that's grumma, that's indirect. I didn't touch your animal. I just opened your door. But then there's sometimes something in the middle called garmi. Garmi is, I take a piece of paper that says Reuven owes you 500 shekel, and I rip it up. So did I damage you 500 shekel? Did I smash? No, I didn't damage you. Is that grumma? Is that indirect? No, it's more than indirect. So that's one example of garmi. So the Gemara there is discussing what are cases of garmi. So one of the examples given, this is the maskana, the last one, is about kilei hakerem. And this is also quoted in Baba Basra Daf Beis. What does it say? What's the case? Mechitzas hakerem shedifritza. We're good neighbors, right? Good fences make good neighbors. What happens if the fence falls down? Right? I have a vineyard and you have wheat. And the fence falls down, and it's my fence, let's say, and I'm responsible for the fence. So what do we say? Bezdin says, no, please put up your fence. Put up your fence. I'm going to, and I end up not, and I'm lazy, and I have no plans of putting up my fence. So what happens? My vines are now going and attacking the poor tevua of my neighbor. So Omer Malgadar, Nifritza, Omer Malgadar. Three Shonen talk about why is it the vines attacking the Tvua, not the Tvua attacking the vines. We don't have time to get into all of the details of the discussions. But then the Brisa says, Nisyaish Bimen of Logadra. If you give up hope, basically, and you don't have plans, so then Hareza Kidesh, then your vines have asered his Tvua, V'chai Bachriyusa, and you got to pay for it. So that's Garmi, right? You didn't damage, but you allowed your property to go. So that's the example given there. So in that context, again, Baba Kama Daf Kuf, Baba Basra Daf Beis. In the Bavli, Tosfos there asks, so why don't you say, as it grows, Kama Kama Batal? Why don't you say, every little bit is Batal, and it never gets to the stage of Asering? V'hada Amar Perek Basra Daf Adazara, Hamara Yayin Nesach, Michav Is Labar, Avilu Kol Yom Kulo, Kama Kama Batal. If I'm pouring Yayin Nesach into, you know, wine, so he's, little by little, it's going to be batel. Says Tosfos, over there, Rabbeinu Tam says, you're not doing it in one pouring. Kama batel, you put in a little bit, it's batel. It's not continuous. Then you could say, kama kama batel. Each part is batel. But if it's a continuous pouring, let's say I'm pouring yayin nesach into your, you know, whatever it is, your barrel. So if I don't stop, you don't say kama kama batel, you don't measure it until the action stopped. If it's a continuous action, you have to wait till it's finished, and then it's cumulative. See, here too, it's a continuous growth. You only say kama kama batal if there's a break in the middle. Avala ma'are below hefsik usr. Midi dahaviyak kilayim. Hanesarim betosavis basayim lefisha gadal below hefsik. That's an important machlokas. The Me'iri and the Tosas, two different days. Why do you not say, Yisotas, ABCs, kilayak karam has to grow 1/200. The Rishonim say, why don't you say every little bit that it grows is going to be batel? 2 days in the Rishonim. Either because it's continuous, just like if you have a continuous flow of pouring, Tosas Baba Kama Daf Beis, or the Me'iri, here, Tosas Baba Kama Daf Kuf, and the Me'iri says it is mechubar. That is one discussion. The other discussion that we could have, Baba Basra Daf Beis, there, Tosfos discusses Nisyai, again, the language of the Brisa is also a case of Kiyum of Kilei HaKerem. You give up, I'm not going to build my fence again. I'm not going to build a fence, so it goes and spreads, and it asers my friend's Tvua. Says Tosfos, Dafka Nisyaish. Tosfos, Beis Mabeis, in Baba Basra, quotes our Mishnah here in Kilayim. Dafka Nisyaish. The only time that we say that it's aser is if you're planning not to put up the fence. Avalonis yaish va'ose kol shal ligdar. But if you're busy and you're planning to do it when you have a minute, afalpi shahosiv masayim mutter. Even if it grew, it's still going to be mutter. Kid, it's not, but mesechas kilayim, like it says in kilayim in the fifth parak. Our Mishnah, Haroyar Pekarim Babak Shekhil Shama Lakhtanu, Hosam Asai Mutter, look, Shasar Lakhtanu, Hosam Asai Maser, Alma, Kishihu Machazer Acher Lakitaso, Afil Hosam Asayim Mutter. What's the reason that it, you need Nichusa? What's the source? Why don't you say it's automatic? Right when it grows 200, that's it, it's Asar. Most halachas don't have Nichusa, don't have, oh, you have to be happy that it happened, right? Your chicken soup and your milk got mixed up. I'm not happy that it happened. Oh, it's not going to be usher. No, of course, it's going to be usher. So why do we say, by killing a karem, only if you're happy with the growth, and you're right, you're not being, you know, you're lazy about it. If you're planning to get there, then it's not usher. Stosa says, V'atam yesh lafarish, mishum dechsiv lo sizra karmacha kilayim. So it's formulated as zriya, planting. Dumya dizriya denichale. When you plant, when you put a seed in the ground, it's because you want that seed in the ground. So too, allowing kilayim to grow has to be if you are happy, like the seeds. Right? Similar, but not exactly the same, the Me'iri there, that Me'iri in Baba Basra Daf Beis says, what's the source? What's the source for the fact that it is Zesharana B'Kilayim? Where are we? What is the source why it is, if I can find it, said that the Me'iri is Nifritza Mechitza Yesh Kan Tzad Kadosh Apashel Chavero. Okay, it's going to answer even in your friends. Where is the, okay, I'm not going to look for it now, but he says he compares the Yanika to the Zariah. He compares the two, and that is why it is, it is awesome. Okay, I'm not going to look for it now, but that's what he says there in the comparing to the Zriya and the Yanika. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so what did we just say? If the person sees it, Haroeh, the Mishnah does not have a pronoun. Who is the roeh? It just says, if one sees Yerek and the Karam, if you plan to get it out quickly, it's mutter. If you're lazy about it, then you're delaying usr. Rabbi Yosi, Rechanina Amar, Bipol Shanu. We're talking about a worker. We're talking about the worker. The worker in the field has this flexibility. When I get there, meaning what? Barafolda, Aval Balabayas Sharua Kilayim Bekarim Shalom. What if the Balabayas, the owner of the field, is walking around and sees Kilayim? Ain't lo mark Shagiyalo. No, he doesn't have, okay, when I get there. Eliyish lo lakimiyad, he's got to take it out right away. If you're working in the field, you could go little by little till you get there. But if you're the owner and you're just surveying from the outside, you got to take it out right now. Says the Gemara. But if the Balabayas is working, so then the same svar would apply. He would be like a poel, be like a poel. The Rambam here is difficult. The Mefarshim, he's only difficult if you don't understand it, but the Mefarshim have trouble with it. The Rambam, in what I read before, hey Tess, the Rambam doesn't say a word about a poel or an owner. He just says haroeh. Haroeh, yerek bekerem ba'amar. When I get there, he just quotes the Mishnah. Just quotes the Mishnah, so they wonder what's it's mashma anybody. Why did the Rambam Dafka say haroeh? So that's a question. The Ravid and the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz deal with this difficulty. How the Rambam understands this halacha, he talks about it here, and he mentions it also. Where is it? Hey Tess. Hey Tess, haroa kilayim bekerem chaveiro vikimo. Let's say I'm walking next to your field. I'm walking next to your field and I see kilayim in your field. And I say, hareze haroa asur bahanason. If I see kilayim in your field and I don't rip it up right away, it's asur bahana to me. V'chol adam mutarin bo. V'ilu kima bala kerem hayimakadesh asur l'chol adam. If I see it and I don't rip it out, it's only asur to me, but it's asur to everybody else. But if I'm the owner, it's asur to everybody. Ask the Radvaz, ask the Ravid. What are you talking about? If I'm walking by your field, I have nothing to do with your field. What does our Gemara say? The worker and the owner, the Ravid. Amar Rav Yerushalmi bepoel shanu. And the Balabais is like a poel. What are you talking about? So the Radvaz says, maybe chidushim gedolim here by the Mefarshim. The Rambam just quotes the Mishnah, but he should be more explicit. Right? What does another person have any connection to my land? So he says, maybe he crosses like a Tosefta against the Yerushalmi, but maybe the person walking by, it becomes asur to him because of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. Big principle about Shavi Anafshe, you could create Yisurim for yourself. The time of the Milsa, Kimen Sharaz Akelayim, Velo Hodiyo Labayalim, Shavino Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. That's the Lashon of the Radvaz here. The Kesef Mishnah says, different pshat, again, trying to figure out exactly, but this is a difficult Rambam. Here, this is in Hey Tess. In Hey Tess, they discuss it. Vayter. Balabai shakim yirakos sade bikerem asurim bein lo bein la acher. A balabayas that allows this stuff to grow, then it's also to everybody. Poel shakim yirakos. So the Rambam quotes this type of chilek, but he quotes it by a total stranger. The Gemara has it by balabayas, it's also to everybody. Poel shakim yirakos sade bikerem asur lo mutur l'chaladam. A worker is only asur to him and not to everybody else. So the Gemara says, why should that be? Vakasha. Im asur lo ye asur l'chaladam. Im mutur l'chaladam, im mutur lo. If he's a worker and he's allowed to be there and he's acting on behalf of the balabayas, why should there be a difference between him and everybody else? Ella Kirby Shimon. Well, maybe it's like Rabbi Shimon, who later on, we've quoted this Rabbi Shimon a few times, Rabbi Shimon later on, on Daf Sama Gimel says, you can't be makdish something that is not yours. But even though you can't be makdish something that's not yours to somebody that you can't allow an isser to take place for someone else's property, but for you, you can. So here, the poel, that's the chiddush of the brisa. The chiddush is that it's usser to you, but it's not going to be usser to anyone else. One more line. We switch the girsa here. Says the Gemara, ubeliktan acher. And this only applies if someone else gathers it and harvests it. Avalam liket hu. But if the worker has the right to harvest it himself, that means he's in place of the balabayas. Aser bein lo bein l'chaladam. Right? Because then it's aser to everyone. Why? Rechai Kadievsky has 2 days here. Im Likton HaPoel, if the poel, when do we say there's a chilek between, it's only also to the worker and not to everyone else? That's only if someone else, not the worker, harvested. But if the worker harvested, it's also to everybody. Why? 2 days in the Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky. To Ahu Bishvil Balabayas Malakton. Vigali Sofal Trilaso. So if he's harvesting it, so obviously he's acting on behalf of the Balabayas in full. Shebe'elu Shekilu Midas Balabayas Kiman. Number one. If he's harvesting it, what does it mean that he's cutting it himself? It's for himself. Like the halachas that a worker is allowed to take some of what's in the field. So if that's what he's doing, then that's megala that it was always his. So if it was always his, so then it's going to be usher to everybody. Period. Im hosif masayim usher. If it grows 1/200, it's usher to be rabbiane misharin bahadin yarbuza. Rabbi Yana used to estimate with the Yarbuza. Kesaru Bodek, how did he check? How do you know when it grows 1/200th? Very hard mitzius to be aware of. So Rabbi Chanina, locate echad and meniach echad. You would cut one piece off, cut something out of your kilaya karem mixture, and leave it. And see how long it takes to dry out. And there's a way. The rate at which it dries out is the rate at which it grows. So the second that it dries out 1/200, how do you figure that out? Maybe you see how long it takes to dry out totally, and then divide that and see how long it takes to dry out 1/200th. So then you could see the same thing, that's how much it grows. That's the same time that it grows 1/200. So that's how the Rambam seems to understand this. The Ravid has a different shot that he says it goes by weight and not by totally drying out. Either way, they had a mechanism to determine how it grew 1/200. Okay, we'll stop here by the next Mishnah. We'll continue next time with other Yesodos relating to Kiyum Kilayim Bekarim.